not getting a lot of the dough, you're getting more vegetable. Hi, I'm John Sally. Welcome to my kitchen.
Hello, friends and viewers. Thanks for joining us here on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Our very special guest today is John Sally, the first player in the National Basketball Association's history to win 4 championships with 3 different teams. These days, the former star athlete, actor, entrepreneur, and vegan is at the forefront of promoting the benefits of a plant-based diet. And as you certainly have noticed, John's a shining model of great health. Among his most recent endeavors, including speaking at Capitol Hill in support of vegetarian school lunches and launching his own organic vegan product line, John Sally Foods. John has graciously invited us into his home and kitchen to demonstrate some of his flavorful signature vegan dishes that we've heard so much about.
And in this kitchen, I'm going to make 2 pizzas, vegan, very natural, very organic. I'm also going to make a mushroom cap. And this mushroom cap, I marinate it, portobello mushrooms. What else should I make for you? A nice little tomato salad with some heirloom tomatoes, 1 cucumber. See, this is when you're down. 1 cucumber, some tomato, some sweet basil, and some spinach. It'll be perfect. And now, the pizza sauce, everyone knows it's in the dough, but the pizza sauce is very important. So you can get all of that pizza sauce you want to get from someplace else. You got to add to it. So get the organic one. I like John Sally's organic, but, you know, I'm biased. Some minced organic garlic. Drop that in. Now, this is a great idea. You got all these kids that won't eat vegetables. I don't know what kids those are, because my kids eat vegetables. But those kids whose parents didn't like vegetables and who let their kids watch those TV shows that shows kids not liking vegetables, so then kids imitate the atmosphere. That's why you got to make sure you know what your kids are watching, so it enhances what you're teaching. And that's the way to deprogram them from the way they're being programmed right now. All right, I knew you guys were coming. And this is the reason I had to do it this way. The fact that you guys are coming, I took some asparagus, some onions, and some mushrooms, and I already chopped them up. But I'm going to display them for the camera. Come, camera. Okay, see that asparagus? It's chopped up, nice. Mushrooms, chopped up. Got to chop them up fine. I happen to have people in my family that don't like mushrooms as much as I do. They have a lot of B vitamins inside of them and tons of water. So the fact that they have a lot of water means that you're hydrating your colon. And the more hydrated you are, the less dehydrated you are, the less chance you got of being sick. Got it? More oxygen inside your system, less room for cancers. Makes sense. Okay, I'm mixing that up. Got to get those. My wife really doesn't like them. So, there it is. You drop that in the sauce. I know people are saying asparagus on a pizza. Guys, what do you know? Then you take these peppers because it adds flavor to it. I like the pepper flavor, even those people that don't think they like it. Just 1 slice. Each color. It adds nice coloring to the pizza. You know, everybody wants a pizza that's full. You want to be full with the pizza. Make sure you got a nice sharp knife and you know how to cut. I'm going to take these pieces and I'm going to cut them really fine. Julienne, but fine. Cut them long. Certain ones, so when you get a pizza in your mouth, you're getting the taste of this wonderful taste along with the asparagus. See, the asparagus is in here. And this is one of my vegetable pizzas. Now, you saw earlier, I just showed you I have some red onion in there, but then I wanted a sweet onion also. So I cut pieces of sweet onion, I julienne it. Once again, elongated just like the pizza slice is gonna be. Spread them out. And then, secret recipe, always, because everybody loves sweet, generous with the agave. Very generous. Then right here also, John Salione. These are herbs, dry organic herbs. Couldn't do them live, put them in my hand, look at that. It's everything you need right there. You don't have to go around, that's the best part about it. I got it already made up. Right? Everything in the whole place, making it real easy for you. You mix it together, really, really tight. Almost like mincing it, which is giving you more herbs. Next best thing, Celtic sea salt, 80 minerals. Make sure you get the Celtic sea salt. All right, now I'm good. I already preheated my oven, which is a super oven. I got it on convention right now because I want to make sure this comes out nice and even. And I like my pizzas crispy. So hopefully you'll like it crispy. Now part of this, because I'm going to make is with this, like this wheat meat substitute. This ground meat substitute from a company called Eve's. I like that. And from Follow Your Heart, they have the best mozzarella cheese. One of the pizzas I'm gonna make just pure vegetable. Nothing else, just what you see right here. That's my wife only likes that. And then I'm gonna make the next with the meat sauce and the mozzarella. Another one. Cold pressed olive oil spray. You can just rub it on, but I like doing that because it helps crispy. It's the olive oil in there, which is, as the Italians would say, the second liquid of life.
We'll return in just a moment. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
So you're not getting a lot of the dough, you're getting more vegetables.
We are back to cooking with John Sally on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
And this is how I'm gonna do it, which makes it a little different. I get in and I get the organic baby spinach, and I layer it on the bottom of the pizza. See, everybody else puts theirs on top. I've been watching. So I took a variation of the Chicago thick, deep dish pizza, and I'm making it on a thin pizza. So the crust is thin, but the toppings aren't. So you're not getting a lot of the dough, you're getting more vegetables. You get it? The more and more vegetables I can put in your system, the better your system will be. I wrote that. I don't know if it's anywhere, but I wrote it, so it should work. But the more vegetables I give you, the better. So I lay at the bottom. Come over with this, and I start thinking, well, I'll give my wife this one. Now, I usually have pesto. Put the pesto on the bottom. that really kicks up the taste of it. Now I'm gonna do a little something different as I put this in. My wife really likes spicy, so I'm gonna put a little bit more spice on that as I'm putting it into the oven. Now most people put this on after they make the pizza. Well, my wife wasn't really a big pizza eater, so I had to put it all on first because she wouldn't have known any better. I want to start that one first. It should take about 15 minutes for this pizza to be finished, or less, because it really doesn't have to cook. This is a pizza stone. Really hot. Been inside that oven at 500 degrees, getting hot just like you would at a pizzeria. And I just slide it on. Straight on the pizza stone. See, it starts cooking already. So it doesn't take that long. I take the pizza stone back in the oven. Now, this pizza for the rest of us. And what I have is literally, it's a ground wheat seitan. This smells like good vegetables. But the texture of it gives you a texture, if you've ever eaten meat before, of ground meat. Sometimes texture is very important. Most of the time. So the reason they keep eating, people keep eating bad food is because they say they miss the texture. Okay, here we are. It's only half a bag too. I usually would put that all in the sauce, but since one person here in the family doesn't like all that in the sauce, I make it easy for everybody. You want it, you add it. Now, Vegan Gourmet. This is from Follow Your Heart. Get a lot of my products from these guys until I make my own. Cheese alternative. Really good mozzarella. That's it. Take this. Got some more vegetables. Lay that on top. You see how thick that sauce is? If I get organic, I try to get things without the word sugar in them. As I'm putting agave in it, I just want it pure organic. If not, sometime I may blend it or make it chunkier myself. Like if I wanted more tomatoes, I would chop up that tomato. Mm-hmm. Now, I only took half a stick of the mozzarella, and you grate it the same way. And like I said, a lot of times, it's very important that things look like processed food. Remember, the processed food is supposed to be mirroring what natural food looked like. And then that switched when, for some unknown reason, just like in life, don't waste anything. I want a little bit more cheese. You feeling cheesy? Perfect. Gotta hit that black pepper. Also, very good for your heart. Very good. While I'm making that pizza, which is just pure vegetable, I get the next pizza stone because I was blessed enough to nag, I think, my wife to get me a second pizza stone. Next one, slide it right on. This is heavier. It doesn't want to move as fast. See? That starts it cooking before it even gets back in the oven. But you gotta heat your pan really hot, your cooking stone, very hot. See that? Start cooking already. Just like they do a pizza, just turn it in the pizza parlor. Start cooking already.
We'll be back tomorrow to get a visual sampling of John's pizzas fresh out of the hot oven. He will also prepare some succulent marinated portobello mushrooms and a side salad that he guarantees you'll love. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. May health, happiness, and wisdom be the accompanying gems in your life. To find out more about John Sally's organic vegan food line, please go to www.johnsallyfoods.com. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.